Be forewarned, I'm going to sing in this podcast episode because there is a soundtrack that is playing in the back of my mind for this entire discussion. Healing the mother wound is a psychological and emotional process that is often related to one's relationship with their mother or primary caregiver during childhood. It typically involves addressing and resolving issues related to attachment, emotional trauma, and unmet emotional needs stemming from this relationship. Here's how the mother wound is linked to the healing of the inner child, your inner child or mine. I want you to see this connection clearly to help you understand how the mother wound might be holding you back. Because healing the mother wound is relevant for homeschool moms for these reasons. These five reasons. First, personal growth. It fosters self-awareness and resilience. Mothering, obviously, it helps create a supportive, emotionally healthy environment for your kids. Modeling healthy relationships. It enables you and possibly a co-parent to exemplify positive emotional skills for your kids' development. It helps you develop emotional well-being and maintain it. Obviously, reducing your stress, improving your homeschool effectiveness because you're actually really present with your kids. And it helps you to reduce interference, let's call it, emotional obstacles that might hinder how effective you show up in your homeschool. So here's the unvarnished truth. I've seen this in myself, and I've seen it in others. We will remain stuck in our patterns of playing small, self-sabotage, and overwhelm as long as our inner child believes that love and safety and belonging are rooted in compliance with patriarchal norms that were passed down to us, sometimes through our mothers. Okay, can we say that we need a little background music just to like lighten this up a bit? Yes, but also this is a discussion that requires heavy introspective energy. But before we do that, we can lighten it up by just getting clear on how it actually is relevant to us. So I've got some questions for you to consider. You can just listen to my questions, or you can head over to the show notes on my website, capturingthecharmlife.com, and you'll see there's 10 questions here. Consider this a self-coaching tool, unless, of course, you join me for coaching. So here's questions to consider to help you explore and address your unresolved issues, challenges, or emotional patterns that are related to your relationship with your mother, and how that might affect your homeschool or motherhood experience now. First question. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? Can you identify challenges or unresolved issues that might be influencing your experience presently? Second question. In what ways do you think your relationship with your mother might be impacting your present style of mothering or homeschooling? Are there similarities or differences in the way you approach motherhood? Third question. Have you felt pressure or expectations from your mother, either directly or indirectly, regarding your role as a mother or homeschool educator? And how do these expectations maybe influence your decisions? Fourth question. What are some specific triggers or moments when you feel your mother wound surfacing in your homeschool experience? And how do you typically respond to those triggers? Fifth question. How would you describe your mothering style? Are there elements of it that you're proud of and want to maintain, as well as aspects you'd like to change or improve? Sixth question. Can you identify any patterns or behaviors in your homeschool approach that you believe are connected to your mother wound? And how are these patterns affecting your relationship with your kids and their learning experience? Seventh question. What are your personal values and beliefs when it comes to motherhood and education? And are there any conflicts between your values and the influence of your mother wound? Eighth question. How do you practice wellness and self-compassion, or how do you nurture the nurturer? Do you see any connections between your wellness practices and how you relate to your mother? Ninth question. Are there any specific communication challenges or conflicts with your kids that you might believe are related to your mother wound? And can you work to improve those relationships? And 10th and final question, in what ways can you start the healing process for your mother wound? And how might that contribute to a more fulfilling and harmonious homeschooling experience for both you and your kids? These questions can serve as a starting point for a coaching conversation and can help a homeschool mom explore her feelings, experiences, and beliefs related to the mother wound, helping you grow and improving your relationships. Note, the term mother wound is really, really big, and it's broad, it's complex, it's far beyond what I could offer here in one podcast episode, and the reasons for wanting to heal it can vary greatly from one person to another. So this is just a flyover of the discussion of the mother wound. In this podcast episode, I explore a discussion with you via the things that I've learned about the mother wound through Bethany Webster's book, Discover the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother Wound and Claiming Your Personal Power, and also the things I've learned in my own life. But before we get started, I want to give a heartfelt thank you to Whitney at Sensational Moms. You can find Whitney over on Instagram. That's where I first met her. Whitney is a homeschool mom and an occupational therapist. She uses her background as an OT of 14 years to empower overwhelmed homeschool moms to rediscover connection and freedom by optimizing self-regulation. Sound familiar? I think her and I definitely will connect. She says this about my podcast. Teresa hits the nail on the head. She takes scientific and experiential truths and shows the why and how homeschool moms can see growth in ourselves. Self-work is a must for the homeschool mom if we are to thrive in this marathon. Teresa brings that to the forefront in such an approachable way. Thank you so much, Whitney. I really appreciate your cheerleading. And I think your comment very much fits the conversation today because we are going to dig deep in ways I have not explored with anyone here about self-work. So hold on, grab your pens and your journals and get ready to dig deep. Refusing to carry your mother's pain as your own is how the cycle of mother-daughter pain can begin to transform. This is what Bethany Webster says in her book, The Mother Wound. Can I just say that kind of sounds like boundaries to me? When we make painful patterns conscious, we can move beyond them into more joy, more peace, and deeper connection with others. As we heal, we begin to resensitize ourselves, she says, to life, feeling more connected to our own bodies, our intuitions, one another, and even the earth itself. My story. Before I began my deep work in 2004, I didn't ask myself how I felt, what I wanted, or what I needed. And I definitely didn't trust my intuition. Rather, I asked others, how should I think? Will you take care of me? Can you see me as useful to you if I serve you and your needs? In short, when we refuse to carry our mother's pain as our own, we can become truly alive in a brand new way. Healing the mother wound is nonlinear, multi-layered, unglamorous, and long-term process. This is a real pathway, though, to shedding the patriarchal and familial patterns of conditioning that cover the true self, to live a life of freedom and love. It's hard to break out of unhealthy conditioning because it's hard to break out of community with some other humans that are used to you being in a certain way alongside them. We lose a sense of belonging when we make breaks. When we temporarily or permanently make breaks or even just shifts in relationships, it feels unnerving and lonely. But as Bethany Webster says, many of our ancestors didn't have the will, the capacity, or the fortitude for this journey. She says, I've said it before, but I need to say it again. Now is our time. It's also hard to break out of unhealthy conditioning because it's work. It's work to create new, unfamiliar, and healthier patterns. Work on repeat. Work that will most definitely include plenty of mistakes along the way. Defaulting into unhealthy patterns and thinking will be very, very familiar to you. But those unhealthy parts and patterns you'll eventually befriend because that's how you change them. That's how you invite them to change. You make friends out of them, even though you'd never choose that friendship in real life. Ms. Webster says the price of living as your authentic self, because there is a price, is the discomfort of releasing all the false patterns that someone has accumulated through growing up in one's family and culture. My story? Girlfriend, it is so very uncomfortable doing this mother wound work. How's that for a sales pitch to work through your mother wound? It's just not comfortable. If you're used to being everyone else's cheerleader or being the yes woman, if you're accustomed to addressing other people's needs as a life profession, here's looking at me, kid. You'll have moments where you feel like your gut will fall to the floor when you make choices toward yourself and you begin to relate to others differently. You will possibly be terrified to make choices toward yourself, as I once was terrified. And I actually legitimately mean terrified. I'm not exaggerating when I say I felt true terror. I could give you the exact details as to why. I have solid neural networks that experience true terror still. If I'm walking alongside you in coaching, you'll likely hear snippets of those stories if they're relevant. I'll leave the details of my stories for my memoir, which I declare I will write again, beginning in my 50th year. Therefore, T-minus 2 weeks and counting, because I'm about to turn 50. Hopefully by next year, I'll be pitching that story to publishers. Does anyone know a publisher? If you identify with me, if you see yourself in this podcast episode in any way, know that I was uncomfortable, like really uncomfortable, in engaging every relationship. Whether it was in the relationship with my church at the time, in my partnered relationship, in my parental relationships, in my relationship with my creator, or any other relationship. At that time, I did not realize I had a relationship with myself, so I wasn't uncomfortable there because I didn't know I had one. But though I didn't acknowledge my different parts at that time, I quickly discovered that I was uncomfortable to be okay within myself because there were so many parts of me that needed peace and attention and reparenting and nurturing and a firm and respectful guide. And I had to learn to become that for me. And also a whole lot of therapy and surrounded with attached, healthy relationships. It was all so uncomfortable. But I was unwilling to surrender my true self at the doorstep of a church, my parents' home, any friend or relative's home, and I have a lot of relatives, 60 cousins, 18, probably more than 18 aunts and uncles, and even unwilling to surrender my true self in relationship with my partner. Oh, and I should add, at this point in my journey, our oldest daughter was 3, and our second daughter was 1, and our youngest 2 kids weren't yet with us. I wasn't yet homeschooling, and it would take me years to have a true, strong sense of myself, even as a mother to my own kids. So I was learning all these things as I mothered my own kids. So when I tell you I didn't get things right, or I've made plenty of mistakes, or that I wish I could start mothering my own kids over again. I really mean that. However, I'm also accepting of my reality as it is, generally, though I definitely have my days when I'm not, mostly because I know I can't go back. And I sometimes pine for what could have been. Hey, and as an aside, my very favorite fun genre to either watch or read is movies like Age of Adeline and About Time. So if I could time travel, I definitely would time travel. In one of my favorite interview episodes of this podcast, I got to interview one of the authors of my very favorite book that I read literally every year. It's called The Not-So-Big Life by Sarah Susanka. She taught me that I didn't need to be a perfect parent. And I digress to remind you of that, but when you learn whatever you need to learn that you didn't know in the last 10, 5, 18 years, your kids will be able to immediately benefit from the shift of growth in you, if they so choose. And then also begin to heal their mother wound. Just as we adult children want healthy relationships with our parents, our children want healthy relationships with us too. Hey, and if we haven't met, my name is Teresa. I am a certified life coach and homeschool mentor. You can find me over at www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to learn how I can support you in your homeschool mom journey. This is what I offer homeschool moms. When I meet for the first time, I help to clarify where the challenge is. I listen. I listen deeply. I reflect back what I hear to help you clarify what's going on for you. There is no singular theme when I'm speaking with various people because everyone is unique. However, here are a few things that I often have conversations about. Helping homeschool moms create a plan to address their big emotions, learning to instill self-compassion strategies, and learning why we don't care about ourselves deeply, but should. Learning to instill boundaries both with ourselves and with others. Learning to nurture relationships, whether with our kids or partners or other important people. Leaning into deschooling and child-led learning. Letting go of unrealistic expectations in our homeschools. Building our personal identity and embracing our true selves outside of our homeschool mom role. Fostering our unique creativity and learning how to express or channel it. And clarifying our personal purpose beyond our homeschool mom role. I do this through various forms, primarily in one-on-one sessions and occasionally in various group coaching programs over the course of the year. I've created self-directed courses you can access on your own time. This is a self-guided approach, much like reading a book, except with interaction and audio and resources and a whole bunch more. Because when you share your thoughts after each module, I'll be chatting back and forth with you. Accompanying these courses are journaling workbooks for you to dig deeper into the topic of the day. But if you want to look at these journaling workbooks, you can find them over on Etsy too. Of course, you can listen back to any of my nearly 200 episodes on the Homeschool Mama Self-Care podcast or read about any of these topics on my website. My goal is to help you get out of your way, to shed what's not working so you can show up on purpose in your homeschool and your life authentically, purposefully, and confidently. So if you're considering life coaching or homeschool mentoring, schedule a conversation with me. On the first page of my website, you will find a link. I look forward to meeting you soon. So, returning to Ms. Webster's words here, the price of living as your authentic self, because there is a price, is the discomfort of releasing all the false patterns that someone has accumulated through growing up in one's family and culture. There is a profound misconception that taking care of ourselves takes away from others, or as I like to remind you and myself, I'll let you know when you can stop thinking about what you need when you start being more than a human being. There's a sense of scarcity, of having to choose between caring for yourself or your loved ones and not being permitted to have both. It's a double bind in which we lose if we care for ourselves because we end up feeling guilty, and we lose if we neglect self-care or wellness because we end up feeling resentful. However, choosing our authentic selves gives us permission to be real. And being real is the best feeling in the world. Just ask Velveteen Rabbit. As Ms. Webster says, this permission is something that happens in the intimate space between you and yourself. As you heal the mother wound, you increasingly become the secure base for exploration for yourself. As the inner mother to your inner child, you become the profound space for everything to be okay. Okay, so if I haven't discussed this concept of inner mother with you recently, or this concept of inner mother is completely new to you, let me just stop for a moment, refer to an episode that I think I titled Internal Family Systems, how internal family systems can influence our homeschool mom lives. I learned about internal family systems on Instagram. I had originally interviewed Christine Dixon, who is an internal family systems coach that I met on Instagram. Her story is remarkable. She had a very, very challenging adult experience. I'll just leave it at that. You go check out the episode. And she, at some point, she decided to connect in with someone who was a coach for internal family systems. And her exploration was really this in a nutshell. You know how we speak about this part of me thinks this and that part of me thinks something else? We use this vocabulary all the time. Well, in internal family systems, the suggestion by Dick Schwartz is that when we acknowledge that there are different parts within us that sometimes have opposite intentions or opposite desires, or sometimes they're complementary desires. Some of our desires inside of us want to protect us. Some of the parts of us inside of us want to manage the challenging things around us. There's many other parts. The parts inside of us are accustomed to functioning a certain way because we've learned them in various ways, perhaps in the mother wound. When we nurture the nurturer, as I often say, who's nurturing the child within? Who is that person? It is, I call it, your inner mother, the one that is learning to nurture and guide the inner child. So that's all I mean to say when I say let's discuss the inner mother and why your inner mother needs to learn how to parent her inner child. Yeah, I know the vocabulary could sound really weird, and I get that, but also really serves a purpose, especially when I'm coaching someone who's challenged by a specific situation and really needs to be able to be with herself back in a certain moment in time where she needed an attached, connected, nurturing mother with her in that moment. So that's what I'm talking about when I speak about an inner mother. So, as Ms. Webster says, this permission is something that happens. This permission to be an authentic person happens in the intimate space between you and yourself. As you heal the mother wound, you increasingly become the secure base for exploration for yourself. As the inner mother to your inner child, you become the profound space for everything to be okay. There is a powerful circle of love that flows through this inner bond, allowing you to increasingly let go of limiting patterns from your family of origin. Exploration, experimentation, and mistakes are all welcome. Like I said, they become your familiar friends. Your internal familiar friends. Here, there is no such thing as failure. That's just learning. That's freedom. As we become more safe within, we become free to take risks, to chart new territory, to really explore the inner landscape without the usual fears of what will they think of me. These fears may still come up, but do not have the power to stop you anymore, because you've tasted the sweetness and the soul nourishment of your own integrity. So, of course, being free from our fears, exploring our inner landscape, and learning not to care what other people think, but learning how to nurture the nurturer, compels me to share this with you. I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. When the sharpest words gonna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. P.S. Guess what? Want to know one of the reasons this song is so powerful? Because the person singing the song was experiencing those words as her truth as she sang them. If you head over to my show notes, you can find the link. You can watch it. You can watch her perform them in rehearsal. So I truly believe that in order to break the cycle of exhaustion that we often experience, we have to claim our need for self-care as valid, even in the face of criticism from others. Boundary building required again. The path of stepping into our power as women may be lonely at times, but we are never truly alone. As we become more free ourselves, living from our inner truth and authentic center, we assist others in discovering their own freedom as well, Bethany Webster says. And this is why, girlfriend, I am so eager and here for that growth, for that freedom, because I didn't work my butt off to learn these things so that I wouldn't be able to offer these things to you. So if you want to consider life coaching, you can ask me for a booking link and connect with me. Bethany Webster says, a free, self-anointed woman is willing to do these things because she's committing to living from her own sacred source, no matter what. She refuses to be confined by patriarchal conventions of the culture. She demonstrates profound self-trust, aliveness, strength, joy, wildness, and deep integrity. As we become more free ourselves, living from our healed, authentic spaces, we help others to discover their freedom as well. It all starts with the radical and simple commitment to value and care for ourselves, acknowledging our wounds, and to move toward healing our mother wound. Okay, so yeah, you should read the book. I'd love to hear your experiences of this episode and also your experience of the mother wound and the healing of the mother wound. You can let me know in the show notes comments of this episode and share a review of this episode at the same time. If this podcast is an encouragement for you, would you share it with someone you know, someone who would benefit from it? All the show notes and resources discussed in this episode are found over at www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. Until next week, I want for you and your homeschool kids to turn your homeschool challenges into your homeschool charms. You got this, girlfriend.